It's a case of the U.S. versus the U.K. and the regulators in the state of New York versus the Federal Reserve. Yesterday, New York State's top banking regulator accused the British bank Standard Chartered of secretly helping the Iranian government to launder billions of dollars over a decade. Standard Chartered has rejected that accusation. The company says that 99% of the transactions in question complied with regulations, including they had to be cleared offshore of the United States, otherwise they would violate financial sanctions laws. Other authorities, though, investigating the bank are questioning just how expansive Standard Chartered's mistakes were. That's according to our partner, the New York Times. Ben Protas is a business reporter with the Times. Ben, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much.
So this is an issue of a second look at some of these accusations and some concern that the state of New York may be acting unilaterally and the feds might not be terribly pleased. Give us an idea of what's going on here.
Sure. Well, the Fed started looking at Standard Chartered about 2 years ago. That includes the Federal Reserve, the New York Federal Reserve, the Justice Department, and a few other authorities. And they're still winding their way through the case. In 2011, you have this new regulator pop up, the New York State Banking Regulator, Ben Lawsky. And just a few months later, here in 2012, we have him bringing a case ahead of the other federal regulators who've been investigating this for even longer.
So are we looking at a states' rights issue here or maybe some political opportunism up in Albany? Or I guess the regulator is based in New York City, even though he's part of the state government of New York. Or it could be both, I suppose, right?
Sure. Well, he's a very aggressive prosecutor, former prosecutor. He worked for Governor Cuomo, and Governor Cuomo was the state attorney general here in New York. And, you know, he has a reputation for being very aggressive, Mr. Lawsky does. And I think that the challenge is making sure that you proceed with, you know, relevant speed and with all the facts you have, and also balancing that with cooperation with the other enforcement authorities that are investigating that. And that's kind of what's irked the Fed, the New York Fed, and some folks in the Justice Department who thought that they had a case that they were building. And then kind of with very little notice, Mr. Lawsky went ahead and proceeded with his case.
It seems that some of your reporting and other, maybe not leaks, but indications that the feds might not be pleased here has motivated shareholders to really run up the Standard Chartered shares, which actually had taken a fall right off the cliff when the first allegations were published. Do you have a sense of where this is going to land? I mean, does this dispute the charges? Is there a sense that this is all, you know, smoke and mirrors, or is something going to come down here?
Well, you see, if you look at the complaint that Mr. Lawsky filed on Monday, it details a lot of very concerning actions, and some of the emails are pretty damning. But on the other hand, we have to wait and see just how expansive the scope of the federal inquiry is going to be before we kind of know just how expensive this is going to be. So I think, you know, Bloomberg ran a story last night saying it could cost them $700 million just to settle with Mr. Lawsky. That's very similar to amount that HSBC is facing in relationship to its money laundering problems. You know, another analyst, as the Times reported, another analyst has put the potential fines at $1.5 billion. So it's kind of too soon to tell, but there's a serious threat to this institution, which until now has had a pretty solid reputation.
It's Benjamin Protas, business reporter with our partner, the New York Times. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks so much.
Joining us now, Pat McFadden, a British member of parliament with the Labour Party and a member of the UK Treasury Committee. Pat McFadden, has Standard Chartered gotten crunched in a dispute over how to deal with Iran and its nuclear program in the financial sector around the world?
Well, I think it's hard to say. As your previous correspondent there said, Standard Chartered came through the financial crisis with a reasonably solid reputation. Obviously, the allegations are serious that were published the other day. Standard Chartered have very stoutly denied them. This is a contrast, for example, to the recent case involving Barclays Bank and the LIBOR fixing scandal, where Barclays pretty much held their hands up and cooperated with the investigation and so on. Standard Chartered have adopted a very different tone, so I wouldn't want to, you know, declare a verdict at the moment. I think the important point is that banks, wherever they're located, have got to abide by the rules. They've got to cooperate with regulators, and of course they've got to abide by sanctions regimes. That's very important.
Do you have a problem then, Pat McFadden, with British banks being forced to recognize U.S. sanctions, even if maybe the government of the U.K. and the government of the United States might be at odds over some, global policy, some foreign policy element?
I don't have a problem with banks wherever they're located, whether they are located in the U.K. or the U.S., abiding by the rules and abiding by the law. And far from not having a problem with that, as a lawmaker myself, I think that's absolutely essential to confidence in the financial system. But there has been some comment over the last 24 hours in London that there's been a series of reports recently which, taken together, could give the impression that somehow there's a specific problem in the UK or in London which doesn't exist elsewhere. And I think we've got to recognise that banks in both the US and the UK have fallen foul of regulators. We've had the Barclays LIBOR thing, as I said, in recent weeks. But, you know, if you look back at recent times, you've had a whole cluster of US banks paying fines over improper foreclosing on homeowners to the Fed in a deal announced in February this year. Last year, in September, you had a fine of the Wachovia Bank over money laundering as well. You've had fines of other banks about pushing borrowers into more expensive mortgages than were appropriate in the U.S. So I think both countries have had their problems.
Although you would have to agree, though, that financial institutions in London have taken advantage of the regulatory climate in the United States to get business over to your side of the Atlantic, right?
Well, I think this is an important point, because what I hope is not happening here is a battle for business. I think it's important that banks in both the UK and in the US abide by the laws of the respective countries. They respect the regulators in the areas where they operate, and that we accept that in two countries with big major financial operations, big major financial interests, that where things go wrong, they should be properly punished. But we don't try to create an impression that there is a series of problems in one country and that the other country has, never has banks that fall foul of the rules or have to incur fines, because that wouldn't be accurate and it wouldn't be the case.
Pat McFadden, a member of the British Parliament, the member of the Labour Party, speaking to us about the Standard Chartered scandal that facing accusations from regulators in New York State that they may have laundered Iranian money. Mr. McFadden, thanks so much.
Thank you.